Okay, now in the next shiur for Hilchos Tefillah, we are going to continue a little bit of a different topic, but it's based on what we've been discussing until now. Until now, what we discussed last class, was the fact that women are not obligated to say Kriya Shema. However, we said that the Shulchan Aruch says it is nice for women to say the Shema Yisrael and the Baruch Shem. And we said that the Paiskim of nowadays say that it's nice to say the entire Kriya Shema. So the question is, and this is going to be a little bit complicated, perhaps it's even good to have a pen and paper for this, and this is, what time of day does one need to daven Kriya Shema, and until what time of day does somebody have to say the brachos of Kriya Shema, which we discussed last class, and Shmona Esrei. We said already that women are obligated to daven Shmona Esrei unless there's a situation of an ones, but in regular situations, they're obligated in Shmona Esrei, and the Kriya Shema we discussed, that they're not obligated, but to be makabel ol malchus shemayim, to accept upon themselves the yoke of heaven, that they should do as well. So what time of day, how long do they have to say that? So the halacha is like this. For a man to say Kriya Shema, he has up until 3 hours into the day, meaning if you take the day, let's keep it simple, from sunrise to sunset, and you divide that day into 12 hours, that daylight time to 12 hours, 3 of those hours will be this, what we call the Zman Kriya Shema. A man should say Kriya Shema before that time. However, when it comes to women, since women are not obligated in Kriya Shema, they just need to say it, it's good to say it, to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, that can be said the entire day. It's very important for women to know that as far as the mitzvah, the nice mitzvah of saying Kriya Shema, they have the entire day to say Kriya Shema. That is in regards to Kriya Shema. Up until they go to sleep, they could fulfill that idea of Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. When it comes to the brachos of Kriya Shema, we said that there are brachos before Kriya Shema, there are brachos after Kriya Shema, and we said that women are not obligated to say the brachos before Kriya Shema. As far as the brachos after Kriya Shema, we said that there's a machlokas. Men, b'di'eved, have up until 4 hours into the day. That's called the Zman Tefillah. This morning here in Passaic, it was at 10:18. Women, even l'chanchila, they could just simply say up until 4 hours those brachos of Kriya Shema. Even if they're not obligated, they definitely can volunteer to say those brachos. So as far as the Kriya Shema itself, we said for women, they have the entire day to say that. But to say the brachos before or the brachos afterwards, that should be said by 4 hours into the day, which today was 10:18, meaning 4 full hours. At the end of the 4th hour, it should be said before that time. However, there are situations where, let's say, a person was busy or they weren't able to for some other reason, they overslept by mistake, and the 4 hours has passed. Can they now say those brachos of Kriya Shema? And for men, we say the Bir Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim says that they have up until Chatzos, they have up until midday, which of course doesn't mean 12 o'clock noon, but halachically the 12 o'clock, the Chatzos. For women, it's a big machlokas in the poskim, and we're going to come out La Halacha. This is said from the Chazon Ish and Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Rav Vosner, and I saw this brought from Rabbi Yashiv, that women cannot have that option of saying the brachos of Kriya Shema after 4 hours into the day. So, Psuka de Zimra, up until Yishtabach, that you can say. But as far as the brachos of Kriya Shema, those brachos, women do not have that option of saying it past 4 hours into the day. So let's say this morning, by the time you got your kids off to school, back to school, and you got everybody out, and then you turned around, you got dressed, and now then you did this and that, and then you realize, oh, let me go daven now. The brachos of Kriya Shema cannot be said past 4 hours into the day. If a person needs to know what time is the Zman Tefillah, the 4 hours into the day, you could call the Zmanim hotline or Zmanim.com each and every day for your zip code, and you'll find out the Zmanim, the time for your neighborhood that you are in. So that's important, that women cannot say that after those brachos, Yotzer Ar and Avaraba and V'yatze V'nocho and the Gal Yisrael. They would just simply say Kriya Shema if they'd like, and then jump straight to Shmona Esrei. As far as Shmona Esrei itself, that also depends on the Zman Tefillah, which is 4 hours into the day. For men, it gets a little bit complicated. They have up until Chatzos, they get the reward for Tefillah, but not the reward for the Zman Tefillah, Schar Tefillah, but not Zman Tefillah. For women, preferably, again, Shemona Esrei should be davened within the first 4 hours of the day. That is definitely preferable to daven Shemona Esrei. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that for women, if they wait up until Chatzos to say their Shachris Shemona Esrei, again, Bez Hashem, next class we'll discuss Mincha and Ma'ariv, but as far as Shachris is concerned, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that for women, if they wait up until Chatzos to say Shemona Esrei, they have what to rely on. Yesh al milismoch, they have what to rely on, but Rav Shlomo Zalman does say that it's preferable if a woman's going to daven Shemona Esrei, preferably to say it before 4 hours are over in the day. If a woman misses that for whatever reason, by the time they get a chance to daven their Shachris Shemona Esrei, it's after 4 hours of the day, then they can say that up until Chatzos. But as far as the brachos of Krishma, that technically you are really not obligated. The brachos before Krishma and the brachos after Krishma, we said last time, was also a machlokas, so that we do not give that leniency for women, only for men. For women who are really not obligated in that, we do not give them that leniency to daven past 4 hours. But for Shemona Esrei, that women are obligated, like we discussed in the first class from the Rambam and the Ramban, the Mishnah Berurah Paskens like the Ramban, that women are obligated, then preferably before the end of 4 hours into the day. If not, then you have up until Chatzos. This idea of saying the entire Krishma and to be Makabel O Malchus Shemayim, to accept upon yourself the yoke of heaven. Now, when we say a yoke, that means like an animal has a yoke upon its neck. That means that it's hard. It's a burden. And, of course, we're not supposed to really think of the Torah and the mitzvot as far as a burden, that we don't like to do it. But it's definitely important to realize that to be Makabel O Malchus Shemayim doesn't just simply mean, oh, yes, Hashem is my Hashem, and I believe Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. It's hard, and there are many halachos. That's why it's so important to learn halacha. If a person learns halacha, whether it's Hilchos Tefillah, Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Brachos, whatever it is, yes, it is hard, but that keeps a person with Hashem on his mind the entire day. I have this chus of giving classes to married women here in Passaic, Tuesday mornings and Tuesday nights, so today's Tuesday, so this was my busy day, and it happens to be we're learning the halachos of brachos. Everyone is invited to attend, and many of the women commented today, this morning and in the evening shir, that it's so hard to be a Jew, and it's something by brachos that the halachos get complicated, and it's something that yes, it is hard, but that's what keeps our focus, that we have the O Malchus Shamayim upon us, and be constantly thinking of Hashem. The first sif in Shulchan Aruch, the Rama says, Shevisi Hashem lenegdi samid, that a person needs to have Hashem opposite him the entire day. And how does a person do that? To be, I have other things on my mind. How am I supposed to think of Hashem the entire day? And the way a person does that is by following halacha. That's why I'm such a big fan of halacha. I mean, everyone should really be a big fan of halacha, but it's so important because that is really being Makabel O Malchus Shamayim. It's not enough just to wake up in the morning and say, okay, Hashem, you're my Hashem, and then, I'm not going to think about you again until I need to daven for something, I need to something specific. If a person follows halacha, whether it's Hilchos Brachos, each and every step that a person takes, realizing, make a bracha rishena, bracha achrena, kavana, whether it's davening, and throughout the entire Shabbos, a person has to be careful the entire Shabbos, every step of the way, what they do, that makes it that a person is constantly thinking of Hashem. The Pasuk in Mishlei says, b'chol derechecha de'eyu, everything a person does throughout the day can be connected to Hashem if it's followed through halacha, the way a woman dresses tznius. Okay, now it's the winter, but in the summer when it's hot, why does a woman dress tznius? Because she is constantly thinking of Hashem. Every moment of the day that she's a little bit hot and she's feeling uncomfortable, that's because she constantly has Hashem on her mind. Every step of area of halacha, for men, for women, is halacha can keep them on their toes to be Makabel O Malchus Shamayim. That is something why it's so important for women to say Kriyashma, and that can be said the entire day exactly because it works out well that being Makabel O Malchus Shamayim can be said the entire day to always have Hashem on our minds. Okay, I want you to have a good night.